93.9 WKYS Kelsen, the Urban Informer. And right now, I'm happy. I got every female's favorite rapper in the studio. What's up, Eve?
What up?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here.
Okay.
Now, do you still have to be called the illest pit bull in the skirt? Or, you know, just call me Eve. Because now you're grown now.
You can call me the lioness in Louboutins, or you can just call me Eve.
Get it in. It's been like almost 10 years since you have been gone away from music.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
You know what? It's crazy. It wasn't planned. Mm-hmm. It wasn't planned. You know, I had the TV show, obviously. And then after the TV show, it just got a little crazy with Interscope.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time for them to let me get out of my deal. Then it took a long time for me to find another deal. Then it took a long time for me to get out of that deal. It just just kept happening. But, and you know, while I was doing all that, I've been performing. Like, I've been performing for the last almost 3 years overseas.
Okay.
Like, I've been Africa, Europe, Asia. Like, I've been everywhere. So it just so happens I'm getting back into doing a record.
Being that you're just getting back into music right now, how are fans receiving you right now?
You know what? I have to say. It's a big difference,
before.
You know. But at the same time, I do have some diehard E fans who I love and who shout me out and hold me down so hard on Twitter. Like, I love them. You know, and a lot of people just are like, yo, when are you coming back? We need you back. And but then at the same time, you know, there are a lot of fans that only want the old E back, that only want the Rough Rider E back.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, look how long that's been. I can't go back and relive a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That moment in time was amazing, and I'm still an MC and a lyricist first, but I definitely have grown. So hopefully people will get that.
Now, Eve, we've been hearing about this Lip Lock album for so long.
I'm almost like Dre with the Detox album.
Are we really going to get it this time?
Oh, yeah.
On May 14th?
May 14th. The album is coming out. If I got to sell it myself out the trunk.
Hello? Now with Lip Lock, where is Eve? Like, musically.
Yeah, musically, this record, for me, I wanted to make sure it was a well-rounded record. So, like I said, I'm a lyricist first. I want people to hear this record and be like, damn, that's my girl, Eve. Lyrically, anyway. Musically, I think it's a little different. You know, I think, especially, you know, you could tell from She Bad Bad.
Right, got the reggae feel.
Like, it got the reggae feel. Which anybody that knows me knows my heart is reggae.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my heart. So, yeah, but I think it's a well-rounded record. I think I took people on the right kind of journey from, you know, what they love of me from before to where I am now. So I think people will be happy.
Are there any artists out there right now who you can really get into?
I listen to a few different people. Mm-hmm. I got to say, I don't know if I listen to the full records of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Kendrick Lamar. I like Frank Ocean. I love Rick Ross. Right. you know, there's a few people, but there's, like I said, there's no one I sit and just listen to the whole record. I listen to certain songs. So
the album drops in May.
May 14th.
Will there be a chance? Will you still be doing the Eve Styling Tuesdays where you're dropping remixes?
Oh, yeah. So I stopped doing that. We wanted to lead it up until the first viral single and the video. But they are coming back.
Okay.
They will be coming back. Not yet, but soon they will be coming back. Because I got a lot of positive response from those Eve Stylings. Like, at first it was kind of just to do to make sure I was out there. But, you know, a lot of people have been asking me about them. So I'm definitely going
to
do it again.
And not to mention your video for She Bad.
Oh,
1
yeah.
million.
Yeah. I know,
like,
yo, a million views in 5 days,
right.
5 or 6 days, something like that. So to me, that's just motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, you know, that's just a good sign for this record. It's a good start, good way to start off the new year.
Was it the natural progression for you to go from the Rough Riders Eve to the more classy, eloquent Eve?
I think it just happened. That's something that I didn't think about either. I think ultimately, like, you know, I've traveled and I've lived different places. I live in London now, and you know. No, but you know, between London and New York, but you know, it's, I think you get influenced by the places that you go, and I didn't think about it; it just happened. Like, don't get on my bad side, though.
The Rough Riders still won't come out.
Listen, it's not a game, but
like the lioness and Louboutins.
Lioness and Louboutins, yes.